sure I'm in the right place. How you guys doing?
Tom, is this the best defense you'll face all year?
They've been the best defense in the league for a long time, so they got a it's a big challenge for us. They've been playing really well. They've been playing really well, especially the second half of the season. So there's not a lot of easy plays out there. They got a lot of talent. It's a great scheme. They're really well coached. They're smart. They do a great job playing really complimentary. I think, you know, offensively, because they run the ball a lot and they control the clock, you know, a lot of times the defense isn't on the field a lot too. So it's hard to give up points when your offense has the ball. So we have to be able to, you know, stay on the field. Our defense has to do a great job of getting them off the field, and we got to play a real complimentary game too.
Jay's out reputation for being really tough, bringing the boom. Are you guys tougher than maybe you get credit for, offensively, defensively, as far as being physical?
Well, I don't know. I think that's for other teams to determine. I think there's a lot of different ways to win. You got to be, some days you got to throw it a little more. Some days you got to run it. I think being a tough physical team is about running the ball when they know you're going to run it, and stopping a run when you got to stop it. So, you know, we've been able to do that. We definitely have a great run game. You know, it's going to need to be as best as it possibly can be on Sunday. We're going to need really the efforts of everybody to try to go out and accomplish our goal. I've never really talked to Russell much. I've been on a few email exchanges with him through a mutual friend, but he's a phenomenal player. I mean, just from the outside looking in, he's done a great job with his team. He's done a great job of his third year in the league, and to be in the Super Bowl twice is a great achievement. So, throws the ball great. He's got great presence back there. Doesn't take a lot of bad plays. Makes really great decisions with the ball. Doesn't turn it over. They really rally around him, obviously. And, they got a great thing going. So we got to find ways to slow him down. And, hopefully we can do that.
Hey, Tom, yesterday was kind of crazy with media day. Can you talk about kind of getting back to work, getting focused on practice?
Sure, yeah. It'll be good to be back on the field today. I think there's a lot that goes with Super Bowl week. So it'll be good to be on the field and for us to refocus and we got our game plan pretty much set. Now it's about refining it and making sure everything's exactly the way we want it to be. But like I said, this defense causes a lot of issues. They don't make anything easy, so we're going to have to work hard all night. It's about obviously having a good plan and you're always confident going into the game with what you're doing, but you got to go out there and be able to execute it well. So there's nothing easy about it. It's going to be a lot of attention to detail. There's a lot of obviously we got a lot of film that we've seen. They've seen a lot of film, so we're going to have to go out there and win a lot of matchups and make the critical plays that we need to make.
Tom, is it possible to treat this like another game, when you have to embrace the fact that it's really not?
Well, you're right. You're right. It is. It's not just another game. It's the biggest game of our season, but truthfully, when the ball's kicked off, it's like another game. So, you just rely on the experience that you've had to be able to, temper the emotions and enthusiasm, and then it's an emotional game, so you got to let it all hang out when you get out there. But it's going to be a tough game. We're prepared for that. We've been in some tough ones this year. We've been behind. We've had to come back. In the fourth quarter, whatever we got to do is. It's overtime. They've been in a couple of those. So it's that's why they're a great team. That's why they're here.
Do you remember anything somebody said to you before the game against the Rams for your first Super Bowl? Anything you might say to the younger guys that this is their first time to play?
No, that happened so fast in my life. I didn't really quite understand what was going on at that time. I was just, a young guy just – and there was only 1 week from the time that we won the AFC Championship game to the Super Bowl, so – I really appreciate, the opportunity that we have and where we've got to at this point. It's hard to do. There's a lot of teams that set out with this goal. So, all the guys, coach does a great job preparing the whole team and getting those guys focused, whether it's young guys or veteran guys, to try to just embrace where we're at and accept the challenge and then go out there and try to meet the challenge.
And the Cowboys play a role in the Super Bowl here. It probably wasn't a great memory.
got back here, was there a flashback or anything, or is that so far you kind of forget about for a moment? Was there a flashback? Oh my God, here I am again.
Well, yeah, I mean, and obviously that game, you know, we would all love to for that to turn out differently, but, you know, they made the plays, and you know, that's what this game's going to come down to, too. So it's not, you know, where we play, it's how we play, and, you know, I'm glad we're here with the opportunity to do something really special, and you know, this team has worked hard to you know, get to this point, and, you know, we just got to try to finish it out. Well, I try to just focus on, you know, how I can help the team and doing my job and doing it the best way I possibly can. And I know there's a lot of things like those types of questions that come up this time of year, and I am later on in my career. So, you know, I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish. You know, I hope the best is yet to come, but we got to earn it. And I think that's the great thing about football is, you know, no one gives you anything. You got to go out there, and especially against a team like this, the great quarterback in Russell, that he's done such a great job with his team. So we're going to have to do a great job from start to finish. We've had some real good practices up to this point, but we still got a lot of preparation left. And, you know, by Friday night, everything's done, and we got everything in the books, and now we got to go out there and execute. Yeah, it's been, like I said, it's, you know, never in my wildest dreams could I ever imagine this. You know, a lot of ways I still feel like I'm still trying to earn it. So I still feel like it's my first, and, you know, I want to work hard to earn the respect of my teammates and my coaches and try to go out there and be the best quarterback that I could be for our team. So, you know, that's really where the motivation has been for me from the start of my career to now. And, you know, I want to be great for this team on Sunday.
Steve.
Sorry, what was the last part of the question? When we won, you know, early in my career, like I said, it wasn't, you know, I didn't realize how hard it was. And I think that was, you know, gaining some perspective and some experience on trying to get to this point. And then, you know, we've got to this point. We just haven't, you know, won this game. So this would be an incredible achievement. I mean, I obviously realize how hard it is to win the Super Bowl. It's a very competitive league. You know, there's a lot of great teams every year that have one goal, and they work really hard to do it. You know, I'm glad we're the representative of the AFC. I'm glad we have an opportunity to do it, and it'd be an incredible accomplishment for us to be able to win the game. Well, I said the other day, it's hard to win one, so to win two back-to-back is... it's you know, very, very, very challenging. There's a lot of things that you face over the course of the year as a repeat champion and getting the other opponent's best games. So it's hard to do, but they've done it. They've got themselves to this point. I'm sure they're going to play with a lot of confidence. They should be confident. They're a good team. We have a lot of confidence. We feel like we're a pretty good team too. So you know, it's going to be a great game. Well, yeah, you know, I remember that feeling, and, you know, I think each of those two losses, you know, we expected to go out there and play great and win, and you know, we went into those games with a lot of confidence, too. We just didn't make enough plays, and this game is, you hate to play anything less than your best because, you know, you rack your brain, you know, for, you know, all the things that you wish you could have done better to help the team. And, you know, if I made this read, if I would have thrown it here on this play, if I'd have, you know, that's, you know, what you deal with for the rest of your life. So, you know, I'm obviously still proud of those teams and what we accomplished, but, you know, it's about winning this game. That's what this one's all about. So, you know, I'm trying to envision just winning and you know, being on the trophy stand, and that's what I think about, and you know, to try to get that feeling.
Hey, Tom, I remember about the last couple of years ago, talking about some of the better players in the league, and at that time, he said, "Well, that's a good time." Do you still feel that way?
Who's that? Oh yeah, oh definitely. He's phenomenal. I mean, Earl's the way he plays in the middle of the field, and you know, he's not physically a big guy, but he plays big, and he's got great speed, he's got great anticipation, he sees the field really well, he's a playmaker. You know, anytime you're good in the secondary, it makes for a tough defense. So, you know, the safety position is being the safety for the whole defense, and when you take that literally, it's about preventing big plays, it's about roaming the deep part of the field and making sure that the opposing offense isn't making those game-changing plays. And I think this Seahawks team has done a better job of that than any team in the league, giving up big plays. So, yeah, they're both. You know, Ed Reed is one of the greatest players I've ever played against. You know, Earl is phenomenal. I've only had the chance to play against him one time, but you know, he's a great safety. He's, you know, the best safety in the league, you know, as far as I'm concerned. So, they got two great safeties. I think those guys are both catalysts for this defense. And the way they roam, the way they, you know, handle the middle of the defense is very impressive. Yeah, I've had it for 4 or 5 days. My kids got sick, and then my wife's pretty sick right now. So I brought it, unfortunately, to Phoenix. But I'll be fine. I'll be good. I'll be at 100%. Yeah, I'll be great. I'm not worried about it at all. We still got a couple things to install. We've got some situational stuff we need to install. But most of the plan is in. You know, and now it's about refining it and making sure, you know, it's only 65 plays left in the season, or 70 plays left in the season. So every play that you call is, you know, paramount. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we're dialed in, and every play we call, we feel has a great chance for success. And then, you know, obviously you have a plan, then you got to go out there and do it. And then you got to have some adjustments off of that. So, we've got to refine some things. We've got 3 days of practice to go. And, you know, hopefully by Friday we'll be at a great point. Yeah, I've watched more film than I think I've ever watched in my life. So, you know, I feel like I know these guys pretty well. I know how they play. I got a lot of respect for the way they play. They got good players and a great scheme, and they got very good coaching. You know, you can see that everything's really well coordinated with this team. And they all have responsibilities, and they do a great job. They're very disciplined in doing it. So we feel like we're pretty disciplined too, so it's going to be a test of wills to see who will break down first. You know, I certainly hope it's them and not us, but that's what makes for a tough defense. Yeah, you know, I know how he comes off, but he's very smart. I mean, he's got a high football IQ. He's, you know, he loves the game. I mean, he's never a guy that makes an error a second time around. So he's a physical presence out there, and he's obviously got a lot of experience now playing. So he's a big part of our offense, huge part of our offense. Yeah, well, our captains are, you know, we've had a great group, and you know, the team elects the captains at the beginning of the season, and you know, we meet with coach once a week to talk about the team and things that you know, maybe going on, and how we're going to handle travel and the attitude, how we're going to play the game, And, you know, we've had a great group that's really stuck together. It's provided great leadership. It's you know, all great teams have great leaders, and, you know, we got a lot of great ones in this room.
Tom LeGarrette has said that Seattle is not an immortal team, and it's got to be true because they've lost four times this year. Do you see Seattle as a beatable team?
Well, I hope so. I mean, every team is beatable. You know, you got to go out and you got to play your best game. It's, you know, they have a very good team. They haven't, I mean, I don't think I've seen them ever get blown out by anybody. So, you know, every game is close, comes down to the end, comes down to some situational plays. They got a lot of clutch players. They've made a lot of plays on defense over the years to win games. They made a lot of plays on offense over the years. So, you know, they're a great football team. They got, like I said, a lot of great players on offense and defense, and, you know, great coaching staff. So, you know, everyone kind of predicted them to be here at this point. And, you know, here we are. We get the opportunity to face them. So, I mean, I've always liked our chances against everybody. I don't think I've ever gone into a game without, you know, great confidence that we can win. So, but I know that, you know, it's more about what you do as opposed to what you say. And we've got to go out there and do it. I don't remember so much, you know, from that experience. You know, it was a long time ago, and you know, it's a great feeling. I know that. I remember the after party. That was fun, and that was, you know, a great experience to be a part of. So it's a, it's hard to do. It's hard to get to this point. It's hard to win this game, but to have the opportunity to play is it's exactly what you would hope for at the beginning of the year. And as an athlete, you know, you want the biggest challenge, you want the biggest stage, and, you know, we got that. Well, there's a lot of things that you learn over the years, and you become more efficient at, and certainly, you know, as an athlete, your body is your asset, and if you don't take care of it, then it breaks down and it wears down, and you got to be able to do the right type of nutrition, the right type of hydration, the right type of body work, the right type of workouts, right type of rest. You know, and it's becoming more evident now. I think a lot of people are seeing it more as a science than anything. I think people are understanding the amount of rest and the amount of activity, and all those things make a difference. So it's important to be at your best late in the year. It's football is a game of attrition, and as the games keep going and the games wear on, you've got to, you got to endure it. And we're now at our 23rd game of the year, including preseason. So it's a lot of games, a lot of practices, but, you know, I feel great. I'm ready to go. I've always, lost a little bit of weight as the season has gone on, so I've always tried to start the season a little bit heavier, but it's hard to maintain the level of weight through the strength training because there's so many other activities that you need to do. Thank you.
Do you have a towel, please?
I mean, there's so many other things you need to do during the season, like, you know, watch film and get treatment and meet with your coaches and practice. In the off season, it's really just about working out. So you have a lot of time that you can commit, like 3 or 4 hours a day to working out. During the season, you got about 30 minutes. So, you know, it's part of it's part of the process and evolution that you have to learn and you have to deal with. But, you know, I got a pretty good routine. We have great chemistry. We've had since, you know, the first day that we got together in our off season when he first got here. So it's easy to, you know, Gronk is a phenomenal player, so it's pretty easy to read his body language and him getting in and out of cuts and making plays. He'll make any quarterback look good.
Hey Tom, there was a cool moment when you went and congratulated Edelman after a punt return against the Broncos and you headbutted him in the end zone and they caught it on NFL films. Why did you do that? Why is that important for a quarterback to be involved and congratulate a player in the end zone? It's got nothing to do with what's going on.
Well, it's, you know, it's a team game, and I get excited when we make good plays offensively or defensively and special teams and those game-changing type plays that Those game-changing type plays, and Julian's made a lot of those for our team. You know, that was a huge one in that game, so I was excited.
Do you realize you're doing it, or are you just...
I was just kind of running to find him at that point. I haven't done that very often, so that was a it was a great, great moment for our team. Yeah, Gronk is, like I said, it's, you know, Gronk is he's a phenomenal athlete. He's got a great presence, a great understanding of the game and how to get open on different types of cover guys, whether big or small. And I think what he's done a great job over the last few years is really understanding his individual technique and what he needs to do to try to be even a better player. And I thought in a lot of ways he's taken his game to the next level with, different type of techniques, and when you watch a lot of guys that have done it so well for so long, the Antonio Gates and the Tony Gonzalez and Jason Wittens, you see things and you try to take those to your game, and I think Gronk's done such a great job of kind of refining his own techniques and, you know, really going from just a great athlete who catches footballs to, you know, really a great tight end that knows how to run routes, knows how to block, takes a lot of pride in those things, understands coverages, understands how to gain leverage, and you know, he's been a phenomenal player for our team. Well, they're a ball hawking defense, and they definitely get after the football. I know Coach Carroll said it's always about the ball. It's all about the ball, and he's right. It's a you can see all the players are very conscious of that. They're very conscious of stripping the ball. They're very conscious of getting their eyes on the quarterback when the ball's getting ready to be thrown so that they can make breaks on it. They've done a great job turning the ball over the last however many years that he's been there. They've been one of the top teams along with us to take care of the ball and also get the ball. So the turnover margin has been a big strength of theirs. So they got a lot of eyes on the quarterback when we're running. They got a lot of bodies near the line of scrimmage when we're running. So they, that's why they're a great defense. They challenge you on every play, and there's no easy plays. There's no easy yards. You got to go out there and you got to work for them. Yeah, he's been a huge asset to our team. He's a great player. He's a great leader. He set really a great example for all the guys on how to practice, how to play. He's just a, he's a great competitor. Hates when you complete passes on him. It's been great to see him out there covering other teams' best receivers. Mike. Yeah, well, you know, it's just part of, whatever motivates guys and whatever they say, you know, ultimately it comes down to how well you play. And I think, you know, what I've learned over the years, you know, a lot of guys talk and, you know, what you need to do is go out there and play and back it up. So, they've been able to back it up. So that's why it works for them. Hopefully we can go out there and do our talking on the field. Well, there's so much going on. You know, you don't pay attention to, those going back and forth. I mean, there's a lot of teams we play that there's, something said after a play. But, you get back in the huddle and you think about getting back to the job that you have to do. Right. Yeah, Earl is a, he's a phenomenal player. He covers a lot of ground. He's so rangy back there. He's got great field vision. He does a great job. He's a very disciplined player in his assignments. And, he does a great job reading the quarterback. So, I'm conscious of that. You can't just look exactly where you're going to throw it and just fire it in there and see if he can make the play, because he's proven time and time again that he can make those plays. Cam is a phenomenal player, too. He is an imposing presence. There's sometimes where he's free in the middle of the field and he's just looking at the quarterback and trying to go in there and blow something up. And those two guys really set the tone. They got, you know, Sherman's a great player. Maxwell's a great player. You know, Jeremy Lane's done a great job for him as a nickel guy. So it's a great secondary. They obviously, you know, one of the best that we'll play. One of the best we played, you know, certainly the best we played all season. Yeah, I've been fighting a cold, so I'll be good. Well, I think, you know, Coach is always pretty consistent with how he's dealt with our team. And you, like I said, you know, a few times this year, it's you don't ride the highs and lows of the season, and there's one win or one loss, or you just try to get better and make improvements over the course of the year, and then you got to play your best at the end. So you get to the playoffs and you get an opportunity like the other 11 teams. And, you know, you got a great opportunity to try to accomplish the Super Bowl if you're able to win. And you know, we've been able to do that. I don't have any comment on those things. I talked about that last week. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about those, any reports or anything this week. I'm focused on the game.
What's it like being back in Arizona?
Hi. Yeah, you know, I wish that game would end differently, but we didn't make enough plays that day, and it's good to be back here to have the opportunity to play in this game. So, you know, we're playing against a great team. Like I said, it's not where you play; it's how you play. And I think if we want to win this game, we got to go play. You know, we got to go play really well. Yeah, they don't. You're right. And they kind of do what they do. You know, they line up and it's not, you know, it's always so challenging of, you know, where they're going to line up. You know, but they do a great job with their discipline and their responsibility. So, you know, we put together a plan that we like, that we think, you know, can exploit some of the things that we see. You know, I'm sure they'll be confident. We'll be confident. You know, that's why you go out and you play the game. Well, everybody plays a role, and you know, you wouldn't be on this team if you couldn't contribute to the winning, you know, the kind of the winning culture of our team. So, you know, it's hard to make our team. Coach Belichick puts a lot of pressure on guys in training camp. If you make the team, you know that you have the confidence of the coaches that you can help us win. So, everybody's got a skill. Everybody's got a skill set, and who's ever on the field has to be able to go out there and perform their job. Yeah, it's a like I said, that's part of Jimmy's role, and he's got to do a great job of that for our team. I mean, it's hard to duplicate Russell Wilson. There's only one Russell Wilson. You know, he does some phenomenal things at his position. So it's really about, you know, trying to get the look, trying to run the right plays, make the right decisions so that the defense has a good understanding of really what they're going to see. So, you know, Jimmy's got off to a great start the other day, and you know, we're going to need 3 more days of it this week. Well, I don't think they're so simple. I think they're very disciplined. They've got a lot of enough flexibility with that things that complement one another. So, I mean, I think there's some teams that do obviously a lot more. I think this team does plenty, and you know, some of the best defenses I've ever played early in my career were against the Dolphins, where they didn't do anything but play one defense, and we could never, you know, I threw for like 72 yards one game, and you know, you just couldn't figure out how to get guys open. So, you know, this team, they don't do as much as some teams we played, but they do enough. They got a great scheme, they got some great players, and they make it challenging to move the ball down the field. I think it's about decision-making and being disciplined. They got they got a lot of guys on their team that are playmakers, and they got a lot of guys that you know, are very focused in on the ball and the quarterback. They got, obviously, in the run game, they do a great job of tackling the runner, one of the best tackling defenses that we faced. So they've, you know, they're the top-rated defense for a reason. They don't give up a lot of yards. They don't give up hardly any points. They're great on third down. So, you know, we're going to have to go out there and earn it. There's nothing easy about the task at hand. But, like I said, we put together a plan that we have confidence in, and we're going to have to go out there and try to execute it. He's a tough guy to play against. He's, you know, I think he's really a ball hawk, and he's a really an impact player. So if you make a mistake, he makes you pay. He was a college receiver. He's got great hands, got great ball skills, great timing when he jumps. He loves to see the quarterback, even in man-to-man coverage. So he wants to know if the ball's in the air, and he wants to see, you know, if it's coming his way. But he's a great player for that team, a real playmaker. You know, everybody on that defense does a great job playing their responsibility, and certainly you don't want to, you know, just toss the ball up on his side of the field and see if he'll catch it, because he definitely will. He's a great coach. I mean, he's the only coach I've ever had, and I really appreciate his work ethic and his consistency as a coach. He's been a phenomenal, mentor and coach, someone that's really taught me how to study defenses, study the game. You know, it's such a consistent work ethic, and you know, I think that wears off on all the players. Not quite like a father. He's more of a coach. You know, he's tough. I mean, he has high expectations. He's very he expects a high level every day, and I think that when it's anything less than your best, he lets you know. So whether that's we're in the middle of May or whether here at Super Bowl week, he wants us to be at our best.
Tom, can you talk about being drafted by the Montreal Expos back in 95? What were your thoughts at the time, and what was your interaction with the organization?
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting time in my life. And the Expos were interested. I went to a high school, and it was a great baseball school. Had a lot of really great players that came from the school. So I had a chance to go up there and take batting practice in their stadium, and it was a day I'll never forget. It was really cool. I think I got a couple out of the park, and then they ended up drafting me later. And, you know, my decision was to go play football, so, you know, I never was seriously considering baseball, but I always appreciated the Expo organization.
Do you think you might be back someday?
In Montreal? That'd be pretty sweet. I mean, they had some great teams over the years. Yeah, they had some phenomenal teams. Yeah, a lot of it's game day. A lot of it's, you know, we start the game and, you know, someone's running it good, they're usually in there a lot. And if we're not running it great and someone else gets an opportunity, you know, I think we're confident in all the guys we have. I mean, we have a great backfield. We have excuse me. We have some guys that can really run the ball and have been effective in the run game, the pass game. I mean, obviously, LeGarrette's, you know, been such a great player for us. Shane Vereen in his role has been outstanding. Jonas, when he's got opportunity, has done a great job. Brandon Bolden started our game against the Ravens with a big play. So it's a great group of backs, and, you know, all of them contribute in different ways. Yeah. Well, they're very well coached, too. So they have, you know, they got a coach that demands a lot out of them also, Ivan Fears, who's been around for a long time with our team and has done a great job preparing all the backs. So he's he's tough on those guys. You know, and it's a veteran group now. It's, you know, there's not too many young guys at that position. So those guys are, they'll be prepared, ready to go. It's not an easy team to run the ball against, but, you know, we're going to have to be able to find ways to stay balanced and be effective when we call them.
How do you work mentally before this game?
Sorry?
How do you work mental training before this game?
Well, I got a lot of, it's a lot of preparation. Once the physical preparation stops on Friday, we have the Friday night and all day Saturday to mentally go through the plan, go through all my thoughts, and all of my decisions. You know, you try to go through every play and anticipate what they're going to play and what my read would be and where I should go with the ball, because the game comes down to decision-making and making good plays. You know, obviously, I touch the ball a lot, so I got to make good decisions with it. And, you know, this is a team that really tries to force the offense into making bad plays. Yes. Well, I think it's trying to connect with the fans and people that have, you know, really supported me and our fans. So it's a nice way to show, you know, my appreciation to them, and hopefully they enjoy it. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't feel like I ever trash talk. I mean, I'm trying to just have some fun. I'm not much of a trash talker, so it's a, you know, it's been fun to do some of those things. And yes, I have a, you know, one of my best friends who helps me out and does a great job. Yeah, that was, you know, that was a big win for their team. I think that was one of the kind of benchmark wins for them. You know, we were obviously, you know, we've been a pretty good team for a while. So, you know, they felt like they had a good team. We went in there and then they beat us. And, you know, he did that after the game. So. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's a smart player. He's a smart guy. Well, it's, you know, you never know which play is going to be the most important one in the game. You run them, and then, you know, obviously you look back at the end and go, man, if we'd have made that one play, you know, it could have been different. I know when we lost an AFC Championship last year to Denver, I overthrew a ball to Julian Edelman that I had him open on, and you know, you don't know if at the time that play is going to make a difference. And obviously when I look back at that game, I said, man, if I'd have made that play, we could have scored, and then we could have possibly been in the game and had a lead, and then maybe all these things would have been different. But, you know, that's why I think when you go into these games, you got to understand the importance of every play. You got to go out there and try to be at your best on every single play, and you know, and that's what leads to playing a great game. Well, we have a game plan that we like and that we think we can go out there and execute well. So, you know, there's no you know, magic potion you sprinkle on a play and think, wow, this one's going to work for sure. You know, this one's you know, unquestionably we're going to gain 20 yards on this play. I mean, you got to go out there and execute it. So, you try to design plays, you try to set up a scheme to exploit, you know, a perceived weakness in the defense, and then you got to go out there and try to do it.
Tom, Johnny Mitchell, ESPN Brazil, man. How you doing?
Johnny, how you doing?
All right. Because of the pressure that Seattle front four puts on a quarterback, obviously Peyton Manning had a big dose of it last year. Before he knew it, they was too far out of the ball game. What do you think you guys have to do early in the game to take some of the pressure off the offensive line?
Yeah, they do a great job getting after the quarterback, and you know, this isn't the type of team that you want to play from behind. And I know that, you know, I watched that Super Bowl a few times. And, you know, they were behind on the first snap.
Exactly.
So it's hard because you're always fighting, you know, uphill the rest of the day. And, you know, that pressure can really just take its toll if they just start teeing off on you. And every play is a pass, and they can dial up exactly what they want against, you know, what you're doing. So
are your first 10 plays a script?
We don't do much of that. Yeah, we're not really a script team. I think we're just let's get out there and, you know, obviously we have plays that we like and that we want to get to early. Like I said, there's only so many more plays we have left in our season, 70 plays, 75 plays, or whatever it may be. So every one of them is hugely important. So, you know, whatever we call, we have to feel like it has a high level of success.
Okay, and last thing, we both have something in common. We both married to Brazilian women.
All right.
Thank you.
Tom, given the weather situation, is it hard to make an argument for a most of these Super Bowls, I think, at this point. I mean, this had been in New York last year, and the snow would be a big problem.
Yeah, it would be pretty tough. But, you know, I think as players you have to be able to adapt, and I think, you know, whatever the league chooses to do, they're ready to adapt to different situations. You always have to have contingency plans. We have so many games in, you know, the southern states and you know, whether it's Miami or Atlanta or New Orleans or the games in Dallas or Houston, Arizona. Next year's in San Francisco. So we played in Indy. You know, whatever it is, and I think you just have to be, as a player, to be ready to adapt.
Going against Revis in practice and then seeing Sherman on tape and then the game you played against him a couple years ago, how would you describe the difference in your style?
Between Revis and Sherman? They're different players, and, you know, they obviously get the job done in different ways. You know, I love playing with Durrell. I'm glad I don't have to play against him. I played against him for a lot of years, and, you know, he's phenomenal. So Richard is he's a great player in his own right. I think he does a great job as a ball hawk. He's, got, 24 interceptions in his however many years he's been playing. He's a great interceptor of the ball. And he's got a lot of range, a lot of length. He's got great recovery ability. Does a great job playing the ball down the field. He's got, phenomenal ball skills. So great timing when he jumps. He's made a lot of big plays in a lot of big games. So, he plays with a lot of confidence. And, you just got to understand what you're going against.
And watching the tape of last year's Super Bowl, I wouldn't want to use the word intimidating, but would Seattle's defense get to a guy like Peyton? Does that really get you thinking a lot about what they got in mind for you guys?
Well, we're a different team than, I think we always match up differently against, whoever we play. We kind of have our own unique style, and, Denver had the greatest offense in the history of the NFL last year, so that was a pretty impressive performance in what Seattle was able to do against them. But, we're a different matchup. I think we present some of our own challenges, and, I certainly hope it's a lot different than the way it went for Denver last year. And I hope we can go out there and make a lot of plays, get ahead, stick with our game plan, and try to go out there and play hard for 60 minutes and hope that the outcome is in our favor.
Hey, Tom, who do you think is the greatest quarterback in
college? Sorry?
Who do you think is the greatest quarterback in college?
I don't have many opinions on that. There's a lot of great ones. I don't compare them too often. So.
Does it matter to you at all where you rank at the end of your career?
It's not. No, it doesn't. Truthfully, it's not. It's never been a motivating thing. I never envisioned I'd have a chance to play in a 6th Super Bowl. So, I wasn't really born for this. I wasn't born for. I just tried to work hard to put myself in a position, and I've been on a great team with a lot of great players over the years with some great coaching. A lot of great defenses, a lot of guys who have made a lot of critical plays at important times. So there's been so many great players to play in the NFL. I respect and admire all of them because it's a very hard thing to do, and it's a big commitment and sacrifice, especially the guys who have done it well. And, I love playing. So that's where my motivation is.
Hey, Tom, how has it really perfected the timing offense? Can you talk a little bit about going against a physical team like the Seahawks, how you can beat them with the timing?
Yeah, we do, we kind of do a variety of things. There's a lot of timing involved in what we do. Ultimately it comes down to one-on-one matchups this game, and they're going to have some one-on-ones. We're going to have some one-on-ones, whether it's in the defensive line against our O-line, it's in the secondary with our receivers, it's at, our tight end position. It's we got to win the matchups. I mean, football is a game of matchups, so we got to be able to focus on, what our job is, to go out there and be as efficient as we possibly can. And, if they make plays, they're a great defense. They're going to make some great plays, but we have to be able to endure those, be mentally tough enough to fight through them, and then keep battling through to try to go and score some points.
Slot guys, the first thing they say when I ask them what it takes to win in a slot, they say you. What is it that you see? How do you help these guys win in a slot position?
I've had a lot of great players in that position over the years. So, you know, from Troy Brown to Wes Welker to Julian and Danny, I mean, those guys make it easy on me. So, you know, they do such a great job with their quickness, their awareness, and I've been lucky to play with those great players.
Quarterback started two balls as far as many years span. You played a bunch of between, but 13, 14 years apart, nobody's ever done that before. What does that say about you, and what does that say about the player, the way Bill has built the team to sustain success all these years?
I'm not sure. I take it, you know, every year we expect to have a great football team. It doesn't always turn out that way, just based on the way the year goes, because the competition is very tough. So I'm not sure why, you know, it is what it is. You know, I know that we work hard. We put a lot of time and work into our preparation. There's a lot of great coaches. A lot of guys make a lot of sacrifices to come here. You know, we got a great selfless culture, guys that we'll come in and do whatever the coach asks to help the team win. So whether it's play defense or play offense or do something you're not familiar with doing, or Julian throwing a pass, or, you know, Nate Solder catching a touchdown pass, it's and I think that's what part of makes playing for our team, you know, something really special.
Tom, when did you know that Gronk was all the way back from his
No, he worked really hard. That's a tough injury to come back from. He's talked about a guy that's had a lot of mental toughness. I mean, he's been phenomenal. He's such a great player, and he's got a lot of mental toughness. So he fought through some rehab over the last 2 or 3 years, and you know, this year coming back from his knee was tough. And I could see, you know, how much he grinded his way through it, and then you know, we started him off pretty slow, I think, earlier in the year with just his play count. And then once he got back to playing full time, right in about the Cincy game, you know, he really took off.
Tom, can we do a couple of quick questions? Would you mind?
Sure.
Yeah, great. So let's talk football. What do you expect from practice this week in terms of the precision and emotion of your football team?
Well, we got 3 pretty important days coming up. So, you know, the physical preparation is still very important. There's still a lot of things we got to install. A lot of our plan is set, but you know, we got to go out on the practice field and kind of get used to these conditions and see you know, see where we're at.
I heard you talk about eyes on the quarterback in terms of the Seahawks defense. What does that mean? How does that manifest itself when you look at those line scrimmage?
Well, they play a lot of zone, and they also, you know, even in man coverages, they all want to kind of peek their eyes back and see what's going on. So they do a great job of reading the quarterback. If you make a mistake, you know, the ball's in the air, they got a lot of guys looking at it, trying to go attack it. So, you know, we got to be smart with where we throw it. And you know, hopefully they don't get their hands on any of them on this game.
I hate to remind you, the last time you won this, you were 27 years old.
I know.
You didn't think you would be here at 37 competing for another Super Bowl title?
I know. It's been pretty amazing to be able to do that. And it's been a you know, we've had some tough losses over the years, but to play in this game, there's nothing more you could ask for as an athlete. I'm excited to do it. I never imagined in my wildest dreams and I could play in this game 6 times.
I see you're fighting a cold. What are you doing to fight it?
It's been lingering. So I think, you know, I'm just starting to get some rest and a lot of garlic. So that's an old remedy. So I'm trying everything I can.
Hey, good luck in the game, Tom.
Thank you.
Can you have an appreciation for where Russell is?
Yeah. That was a big game for us. We had a pretty, I wouldn't say we were struggling at that time. We were 2-2. But that game was, we were 2-2. So, you know, like a lot of things, you know, at the end of the first quarter, you don't determine. That was 4 games into the year. At the end of any game, at the end of the first quarter, you're not stopping the game and saying, well, you know, we win or lose. You make adjustments. You try to get to the things that work, the things that you're going to do well, the things you have confidence in. And then, you know, we started to play a lot better. We started to execute. Guys found developed roles for themselves and did great within those roles. And, you know, that's been you know, we started to play a lot better football since that point.
They came in 3-0 and they were ranked number 1 in some power ratings and stuff. Did you guys take note of that? That they were 3-0 and some of them were talking about being a team in the AFC. Did you guys take note of that?
They had a good team. I mean, they were a playoff team. They played in a tough division. So they had a great quarterback, you know, coach. They had a lot of great players. You know, but there's only one team that reaches this point from the conference, and they had a great team all season. They just, you know, there's only one team that can make it here. Thank you. I know. They're doing good. They're doing good. They're hold up. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys. I got to go.